Well, the 1960s has to be seen as the greatest era in Michigan State University sports history. The MSU hockey team won a national championship in 66. The men's soccer team won national crowns in 67 and 68. And of course, the Spartan football team won championships in 65 and 66. Another MSU team, though, won a national title in the 1960s. Scott Pohl is here with a member of the 1967 national championship wrestling team. Who is he, Scott?
Well, Mark, his name is Dale Anderson. Dale came to MSU from West Waterloo High School in Iowa, a school that has produced more wrestling champions than anybody. You might recall the name of the great Olympic champion Dan Gable, who later coached Iowa to 15 national championships. Well, Gable was 2 years behind Dale Anderson at West Waterloo High. He tells the rags-to-riches story of the 1967 champions in a new book called A Spartan Journey, Michigan State's 1967 Miracle on the Mat. Dale Anderson talked about the sports atmosphere on campus in those days, including his time working at football games during the championship years.
When I first arrived, I was not on scholarship, so I actually worked in the press box, and I did note that in my book, and it was fun being in the press box and working up there and seeing us go undefeated those years. At least we went undefeated at home and went almost undefeated completely during those couple of years that I worked the press box. And that was it was a real fun time in that way. I only went to a couple of hockey games, but I did go to some gymnastics where we had national champions. We had national champions in swimming, individual national champions. We had individual national champions in track. We had a championship team in soccer. So we really had the best athletic program in the country in the mid-60s. I doubt there would be a lot of debate about that. They didn't have a Sears Cup back then, or a Director's Cup, that where you had some objective criteria as to who won. But I think, without any doubt, we had the best athletic program in the country, and it was very exciting to be a part of that.
Now, it's my understanding that prior to winning the national championship in 1967, the MSU wrestling program wasn't particularly good. In fact, 2 or 3 years earlier had finished dead last in the Big Ten. Do I have that right?
You do. My senior year in high school, Michigan State finished last in the Big Ten. They only had 10 schools then, and Michigan State only scored 1 point in the Big Ten tournament. And ironically, as a bit of trivia, even more trivia, our heavyweight fell on the heavyweight he was wrestling, and so the heavyweight that he was wrestling had to take a medical forfeit, or we'd have had 0 points in the Big Ten tournament. So we were awful. We were just awful. And it was one of the reasons I state in my book that it was a miracle. Was one of the main reasons it's a miracle was that I don't think there's ever been a team or a program that took last in their conference and then 3 years later won the national championship. I don't think that's ever happened, and I don't think it ever will happen except with us.
How do you explain a turnaround like that?
We had a lot of walk-ons that, for some reason, really caught the fever. I mean, I was technically a walk-on, but we had some regular walk-ons that caught the fever. But if I were to say, if you ask me what one thing was maybe the most important, was our coach, the head coach, recruited a guy who was a high school wrestler of his who became an Olympic champion, and his name was Doug Bluebaugh. Doug was a fantastic assistant coach and kind of attracted a lot of great wrestlers around him during the next couple of years. So I would kind of suggest, the head coach at the time was Grady Penninger, also a great coach. So when those two coaches got together and, you know, sort of picked up the program, the next thing you know, we were Big Ten champions in 66 and then national champions in 67. And actually, we started a seven-year streak a Big Ten championships. And Michigan State, no team at Michigan State or program has ever had seven Big Ten championships in a row.
We're talking with Dale Anderson. Dale was a national champion wrestler at Michigan State University, a member of the NCAA championship team in 1967, and he's written a book about that team called Miracle on the Mat. I want to ask you about the atmosphere at a home wrestling meet in those days. You've said the team won the Big Ten championship in 67. You get 66. You get into that 67 season. Where were the home matches held, and what was the atmosphere like at those matches?
When I attended the meets my freshman year, we couldn't wrestle our freshman year. I would just attend the meets. None of the wrestlers could even get their girlfriends to come and watch. It was, you know, you could hear a pin drop in the gym, and we wrestled in the men's intramural gym there, and it was almost scary. I remember my high school meets where we would fill the gym so full you couldn't get one other person in the gym to watch the meet, and then all of a sudden, our sophomore year, because we were so aggressive as a team, everything changed. And people started wanting to come to the meets and watch us wrestle. And by the time, right during 67, 68, we actually moved our meets to Jennison Fieldhouse. And because we just couldn't hold them in that little men's gym anymore. For me, I love that little gym because you could get 1,500 or 2,000 in that little area, the intramural gym there, and it was fun. It was just like a great electric atmosphere, and that was a lot of people.
You're coming up on a 50th anniversary. How much are you in touch with the teammates from that team, and are you maybe going to get together next year to celebrate?
We are planning, and apparently Michigan State is planning some anniversary events next year, and I'm not sure what those celebrations are going to involve, but I did send the drafts to people on our team. I do communicate with people on our old team. The best part of the our old team is that they're all still alive. I mean, I was really surprised. The vast majority of people from my high school wrestling team have now passed on. But everybody on that team is still alive. And another irony is that the person that was the most instrumental probably in our winning died. That was the assistant coach, Doug Bluebaugh. And he passed a few years ago, but everybody else is still alive, and we're all going to try to get together this next year and see if we can do a celebration of our 50-year anniversary winning the national championship there.
We haven't really talked about any of the stories in your book. Do you have a favorite story that you'd like to tell?
My favorite story by far, 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 far and away, happened the year afterwards in 1968. I was a junior in 67, and then I was a senior in 68. And we had wrestled the University of Michigan every year, my freshman through my junior year, and they had beaten us every year. In fact, they had won the Big Ten most of the time up until I showed up, or we showed up. So they had beaten us in the dual meet every time. And we had drawn some pretty big crowds. Well, my senior year, Michigan starts out the year. This is the year after we won the national. Michigan starts out as the number one team in the country. And we started out, I think, as number two. So during the dual meet, we're getting a pep talk from our head coach. And what had happened every year up until this is we were ahead going into the heavyweight match. And the Michigan heavyweight, who was a national champion, pinned our heavyweight, and that's why we lost. So this year, my senior year, we had by far a better team than they did. And so the head coach is giving us a pep talk, and he says, everybody should win their match today except the heavyweight. That's the only match we should lose. Well, Grady's speech really ticked our heavyweight off, really ticked him off. So he's steaming for like 2 hours, and a whole bunch of bizarre things happened to me. By the way, this was in Jenison, and the place was packed. So a lot of excitement. Everybody's down around the mat. And a lot of weird things happened that suddenly, when we go into the heavyweight match, we are behind by 2 points. So our heavyweight is getting ready to go out, and I go over to give him a little pep talk, and it's so obvious to me that he's in the zone that he was just going berserk. He goes out there, takes their heavyweight down, and pins him. Now, as soon as our heavyweight went out to wrestle their heavyweight, everybody leaves. They start walking out the door because they know our heavyweight has no chance to beat this national champion, none. It was impossible. And so our heavyweight then goes out and pins him, and he has him on his back 3 or 4 times before he pins him. So the classic part happens a little bit later in a sequel. Grady says, this is the most exciting moment in my wrestling career, and it probably was my most exciting. They've named it as maybe the number one wrestling meet of all time. Well, sometime later, the guy who was the heavyweight for Michigan, this national champion, wants to buy a gun from our coach, Grady. He goes over to Grady's house, and Grady has this enormous poster right by where he's selling the gun that shows the Michigan heavyweight getting pinned. And the Michigan heavyweight says to Grady, "You know I wasn't really pinned." And Grady, for effect, stops for a minute and then says, "Which time?"
What a surprise that an MSU athlete's favorite memory has to do with a victory over Michigan.
When we won the Nationals, Michigan took second. And it's the first time in history that either an Oklahoma or an Iowa school didn't win first or second. That's the very first time ever that happened. So it's just kind of classic that Michigan and Michigan State took over the wrestling championships back then.
The MSU wrestling team won the national championship in 1967. Dale Anderson was a member of that team. He won a national championship at 137 pounds himself that season, and he's written a book about that season called Miracle on the Mat. Dale Anderson, great talking with you.
Same here. Thanks for calling.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.